No matter how many people populate our nation in the coming years, chances are advances in technology will ensure that their relationships with digital devices will be more intimate than what most of us now experience. And for some, that day is here already. Journalist Angela Swofford goes beyond the call of duty to merge herself with the machine and give us a glimpse into the future.
The painless procedure lasted barely 15 minutes. The doctor applied a local anesthetic to my right arm. Then he inserted a thick needle deep underneath my skin. With that, he shot a half-inch-long, 3-millimeter-wide microchip into my arm. I have become a guinea pig. I was the 18th person and the first journalist ever to have this chip implanted. I got it because I desperately needed some video material for a documentary I was working on. Called the VeriChip, the implant is similar to the 25 million-plus chips already embedded in animals all over the world. The tiny capsule in my arm contains a radio frequency identification chip. Right now, it stores only an identification number, like a barcode. But for instance, in the future, it might contain medical information. So, for example, if I ended up comatose in an emergency room, a scanner waved over my arm would immediately recall my medical history. Already, some 10 medical facilities in Florida carry the scanner, but the company is working to expand that. The most radical and perhaps sinister concept for using the chip is to track people and animals through the global positioning system. This technology could be putting society a step closer to the Orwellian prediction of constant surveillance and has applications that are already rife with controversy. Should the chips be implanted in rapists and other criminals? Or resident aliens? What about companies following their employees' whereabouts? But it could also be used to track a kidnapped victim. So for this reason, the company has been literally inundated with requests for information from Latin American firms, who are hoping to cash in on this technology, given the astonishing number of kidnappings in those countries. According to Dr. Harvey Kleiner, who is so far the only physician authorized to insert the VeriChip, hundreds of people are already lining up to get the implant. And the president of the company that manufactures the chip believes that the day will come when most people will have a very chip-like device implanted under their skin. Meanwhile, at Dr. Kleiner's office, my arm felt like a salami at a supermarket's cash register. It beeped every time the doctor waved the scanner over it. At the same time, a long number with many zeros flashed on their scanner screen. I can imagine this number may become embedded in my memory, just like my social security number. For good or bad, I thought, this chip is quietly heralding a time when humans will literally have technology under their skin, and the merger of human and machine will be routine. This will give some Luddites a chip on their shoulder, but for the rest of us, it will be embedded in our arm.
I've got you under my skin. I've got you deep in the heart of me. So deep in my heart that you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin.
Journalist Angela Swofford lives in Miami, Florida. You can find a two-part series she produced for Living on Earth on the environmental consequences of Colombia's drug war by going to livingonearth.org.